Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, it looks like, if you can believe what the news is reporting, that this virus is coming back. Now, they're talking about variables from England, London. Well, why isn't the World Health Organization, again, why aren't they protecting us? I mean, that's how supposedly how the thing got into the country to begin with. Now, why have they allowed people to travel from Europe, you know? I mean, if this information is accurate, of course, assuming it is. Again, they have not protected us. And now they're saying that the hospitals are filling up with people in their 30s and 40s, younger people. I think that's a big mistake to go to a hospital when you're feeling sick. That can make you worse. Look at all the people that went to hospitals and died. You know, people don't learn from experience. I'll tell you, that's one of the biggest drawbacks of people. I don't know if that happens in other countries in the world, but I know it happens here. Anyway, in talking about the pandemic and dealing with it, 61 million disabled people in this country. We haven't been treated like it's an emergency. We have been left out of the basic common rights that everybody everybody else has with this pandemic.
That's right.
And it occurred to me just the other day, when I was in the local coffee shop, and in my left eye, I have a little light, so
yeah,
sometimes I could perceive. And here I am looking down at the floor, and I see some bright colored markers, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, stop making all that noise. I thought you weren't going to be on the show.
I managed to come home earlier.
All right, well, stop making all that noise.
I wasn't realizing I was making that noise, sorry.
Looking down, and I went over to this image or whatever it is on the floor, and with my foot, I tried to see if it, you know, if it was raised like they have on the subway and the railroad, you can feel the texture.
Yeah.
So you know that you're getting close to the edge of the platform.
Right.
Well, they didn't have that.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Stop. Quiet, please. They didn't have that on this circle on the floor. It was absolutely flat. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I couldn't see what this thing said, if it said anything. I couldn't see what the purpose of it was. I heard about something about 6 feet apart. So I realized for the first time, well, I shouldn't say I realized for the first time, but I knew before from all the signs, people can't read, there's multiple signs You got to stop that noise. Put yourself on mute.
Actually, for now, I'm going to hang up and I'll call back, okay?
Yeah. That noise is horrible.
I'm hanging up. All right, bye.
Yeah. And so, from all the signs that read or visually impaired, you know, I realized that we're left out. It's supposed to be an emergency, right? A pandemic, right? People are supposed to be alerted as to what is going on, and they want you to wash your hands and whatever information, the information about the mask and all that they want to get across, right? Now, it's one thing to hear things on the news. It's another thing when you go into a place and, you know, everything is there for everybody except you. It's a whole other story. It's like the woman who, the blind woman that we heard way back over the summer who was yelled at because she was standing in the wrong place. You know, maybe everybody else was standing in the wrong place. All right, Inner Sight around the world and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, phone number. Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and the great, great Akita, if you need just a pet dog or a service dog. Akitas are very good working dogs. 609-388-7004. Let's see, around the world, Inner Sight, and here local, my good friend Anthony Kennedy with Kennedy Realty. We thank him for all his help in the past and for being a part of Inner Sight. So Kennedy Realty, you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him. All the beautiful children of the world, coming up on Corey Foster's, the anniversary of Corey's death. And we remember a little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Avanti Oquindo, and all the others that have passed on. Go an extra mile for a child. Protect the children. That's the Inner Sight reminding you. Hey, some of our friends, the Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Beccaro's Italian Tavern in Massapequa Park, New York, and Turo Law Center, some of the friends that have helped us over the years. We still remember them. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, and my buddy Gary. And if you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal, give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. And remember, he operates on donations. It's not a regular making business, so you got to work with him. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. The Long Island Connection, trying to make a difference. My friends Terry and Bobby, Rocco, and all the others. So catch them on the Facebook, Long Island Connection. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we do get emails, but the system we have is not good. It's horrible. So anybody listening, if you've sent us an email, we've answered them. If you don't have voice response on your computer or device, you're not going to be able to hear the email. So if you listen to the show, call the Inner Sight number if you want communication, 631-224-3090. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, Able News, the paper on and about the disabled, columns written by experts. They got a personals column where you could try to meet somebody, and different articles. You want to know what's happening in the disabled community? The headline of Able News, that'll give you a good idea. You go online, you get a free subscription to Able News. And Angela Melanie, my good friend, the chief and editor over there. Check them out, Able News. Inner Sight, Around the World. And if you need to know if your civil rights have been violated and you don't want to deal with the human rights people, which is not always a good thing.
Told you I'd come back.
The human rights, I'd stay away from them. Call James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. An ADA
reading now,
attorney.
Or is it more concealed? I changed the phone.
Well, so far it sounds better than it was.
Okay, the other one was the handicapped phone. This isn't. This is the other phone.
That other phone is scratchy.
Yeah, well, that's the handicapped phone they gave me.
Yeah, well, what do you
expect? Piece of crap phone.
Yeah, like they give us everything else, junk.
Right.
What the hell do you expect?
They gave me that. I had to pay $75 for, by the way. And this one that I have
they
here,
gave,
I had to pay
then they didn't give it to you. You had to pay for it.
That's right. I had to pay for that. And then this one that I have here, I had to pay another $75 for. Isn't that nice? So I had two phones that I had to pay $75 for.
All right. Inner Sight.
They did a lot of work today in trying to, you know, get things done, you know?
And talking tonight about this so-called pandemic, it's supposed to be such a great emergency. Now, when you're blind, take the blind population, because that's mostly who it's going to happen to, although not totally. When you're blind, you go to get the vaccine, which, by the way, now is turning out to be more horrible than first thought of. These independent groups doing their surveys and finding that the vaccines are, some of them, if not all of them, are definitely linked to blood clots. There's a note on the internet about people in Australia getting blood clots from the vaccine. My brother was telling me about that. So you go to get this thing, you know, and any information, you're blind, let's say, that they give you, you can't read it, you know. If you have this, if you're lucky enough to have this device that reads things, I don't know if they have a portable one, you know, which is, it's costly and all that. You could, you know, put the thing under the device and hopefully it'll read it.
It's, you mean the...
But very
okay,
few people
me,
have that.
Well, what do you mean? In what way that you'll be able to read it? I'm trying to figure out in what way.
They claim that they have devices now
yeah.
that can read things.
Well, limited. Limited.
Sure, it's
very limited. Very limited. Because there is devices that go with the mail order medication, and it reads whatever the doctor, not the doctor, the pharmacist has put on there. And say, for example, they have put on there that it was the COVID vaccination, blah, 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 and they put up what they, you know, about it. They just put up that was the vaccine you were just given, whatever the case may be. So they'll put up, like, the safety rules and all their side effects and blah, 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 and you'll get a little synopsis of what you just got. And that's it. It's a synopsis, and that's it.
So now they say that, do you have one of these devices that reads that stuff?
No. But
here's the thing.
You
don't know how
it works. I got something that's from a company that it's like, you know how you borrow those, you know, readers that you get from, I think it was from, oh, God, what the hell is the name? Envision America. And it's like you get from the, what is that?
We don't need
those,
names
those,
on the show.
No. It's not a thing that gets money. They don't get any money. They do it like on the basis of the Library of Congress. The Library of Congress owns those
machines.
Well,
they get money.
The Library of Congress?
Sure.
No,
how do
you
think
really.
They operate?
Well,
what
they
do they do?
Money
they
only to operate as a non.
The money comes
right?
from Congress for that. This money,
isn't yeah,
it?
But it's not a
people who work there get paid.
Of course, but they you know what, Frank? It's
yeah.
not a steady stream. It's not a like big old you know money making machine. No, seriously.
I don't know, but I know people get paid.
Of course they do, but it's not a money making thing. I mean, it's not. Like you're really getting a huge salary off of what they do.
I don't know. Isn't there a director of the Library of Congress? Who's the executive director?
I don't know. I really don't
But
she know.
Gets a big salary, or she?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
Big salary.
I'd like to know her salary. That would be sweet.
Anyway, we're getting off the subject.
No, I know.
So you
Let's
have
see.
This thing,
uh-huh.
and it whatever it is, whatever they call it, I don't know, but it doesn't read everything.
Correct. Here's
right.
what I was told, okay? I was, you're given this device, okay? And if it's for what you need it for, like, for example, it's to be, you know, if it's, I don't know how to explain it, really, if it's been set up, you have it set up for, then you can, you know, do certain things, you know, and get it read and stuff like that.
Well, it sounds
like
a very hit-and-miss
Yes, it is.
Concept.
Yes, it is, because I have the device, right, that helps you read it, all right? Now, if you don't have a contract with that particular company. For example, when you go to the store, okay, and you would assume that that store will have those little stickers on the bottom of their prescription bottles, but they don't, okay? So they have to make a contract with the store to get those little stickers on the bottom. But if they haven't made a contract, guess what? You don't have it. You don't have anything.
So in other words,
which is really
we're not included in the regular contract that's made with
right.
all stores that
right.
people must be able to read the labels.
That's right. So for
right.
example, I'm going to make an example. You
no,
go
no, we
to
don't
my,
need. We know all the examples.
And I'm just going to say
you know?
A typical. No names. I'm just going to say something typical. You go to your regular pharmacy, okay, and you have a prescription there and or you have multiple pharmacies in general, okay, and they're just the regular pharmacy that you have your prescription there and you need to get it, but they're not going to give it to you with this label on it
because
there goes your phone. Your phone is crackling up, going crazy again.
All right, they're not going to give it to you with this specialized label on it because you haven't, you know, they haven't set it up with the insurance. Not the insurance, oh, God, what the hell is the name of it? Oh, with this thing that they have that it reads it with, you know, and it's all set up properly and all that. They haven't set it up.
I don't know,
yet.
But it sounds very complicated, and it sounds like it's...
And patchy. It's patchy.
It's a horrible system.
At best. It is.
Anyway.
But it's
what
not,
should
it's
be...
Not the problem.
Hold it. Hold it. That's enough. I don't want to hear about that anymore.
Okay.
What should be is everything, especially with the fact that this is supposed to be an emergency, all right? And we at InterSight try to get them to change this damn thing long before an emergency occurred.
That's right.
And they wouldn't listen to us. Now you got an emergency, and millions of people cannot read these things. You're gonna take a vaccine. They take it from a vial, a bottle, whatever it is. You can't read that bottle.
No, I can't at all.
You can't read the card that they issue you.
Oh, that's even worse. You know what they do with that? They take like what's on the bottle. They write all the information on the card, right? And you're supposed to know what that says, okay? Now, they give you everything that's supposed to be on that card. But if you're blind...
And this is supposed to be an emergency.
Yes, and if you're blind and can't see what they wrote, you're SOL.
They wouldn't dare give the so-called able-bodied person a card they couldn't read, would they?
That's right.
They'd be in big-ass trouble.
They did with my husband. They didn't give him any of the information. Which is kind of funny in a sense.
Yeah, but he could still read it.
Yeah, but they gave him it was like as if I got, you know, the information in a sense, but they didn't give him all the information he needed.
But he can still see it and
call
read
back,
it.
Yeah.
Is my
right,
point.
But he
no matter
back,
what they gave.
I didn't get all the information, give it to me or whatever.
Well, if you were blind, you wouldn't even know that.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
So we're not treated as if this is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to us, it's the same old crap. There's no enforcement, no rights.
That's right.
And all the way down the line, the same thing.
Yeah, all the way down the line with the stupid bullshit.
From the signs... in these places that millions of us can't read.
Yeah.
To the I went into another place, and these little things on the floor in this place happened to be raised.
Yeah.
My foot felt the gravel like feeling under it. I don't know what the thing said.
Right.
But it was one of them that I didn't check them all. The one of them that I checked, you could feel it with your foot. Now, if they have it in one place,
but
why isn't it all over?
Right.
The answer is world has no enforcement.
No, the answer, too, is
that's
they
the
don't
answer.
Care. They don't care. As simple.
Of course they don't care, because nothing happens to them if they don't do it.
That's right. They don't care.
How, why
happened.
Should they care?
That's right. That's right.
Horrible situation.
Yeah,
we're not included. And then you get you jump over to the nursing homes, and it's even worse.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I don't doubt
because
that.
You had
it's
all
gotten to the point.
You had all these people, millions of people. On programs, and the government wouldn't get them out, you know, and activate the program. Remember, it's supposed to be an emergency, right? Where's the emergency measure for people in the nursing homes. What did they do?
Nothing.
They didn't get them out to a safer place, their own place. They allowed people to go in and infect people.
Yeah.
That's how
you know,
we're
that's
treated
the really, really upsetting
in
part
the emergency.
Right there. You know, that's the upsetting part. They allowed people who were supposedly the staff, okay, to go in and reinfect the people. That is really a shame.
Yeah, the people
right
who were supposed to help them.
Right.
Now, you can't blame the people because they didn't want to lose their job. They didn't go to work. They'd lose their job.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
They tell them, you
That's
know, right. put this on, put this gown on, the mask. They don't tell them how to build up their immune system and keep it strong and 1,000%. They tell them wear this stuff. So they wear the stuff, and they still contaminate people. You know, you got to blame the authorities for that, not the average worker in the nursing home. A lot of those people are good people. They're trying.
Yeah. They try to make things where it's not as bad to, you know, have, you know, problems, but these people are not, you know, making things right either.
Well, I'd like to see these workers take a stand with us. That's what we need. You know, give us a chance to praise them and to explain to everybody that the disabled person has an aide. Where's the aide in the nursing home? That's what's needed. And the money is there for that aide, supposedly. That's the stand that has to be taken by these union members and the union itself, you know, especially with a governor who is probably crooked and doesn't care about anything anyway. So there you have another way. It's not an emergency for us, the millions of us who are disabled. And it's even worse when it's compounded and you're trapped in a nursing home. And I say trapped because they take all your damn money and they force you to close out your living place. If you're lucky and you have you own something, it's harder for them to get it, but they can still get it. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650, and anybody out there who wants to, who's had any experience with this so-called emergency. See, that's why I don't believe that this is really an emergency. Because if it was that bad, why don't they make everything so we can read it? You know? I went into the place, this coffee place, and I picked up something on the counter. I said, what is this? It was some kind of spray bottle. I don't know what the hell it was. Oh, that's a hand sanitizer. And my first thought was, I hope it's not the one they talked about on the news that's poison. You know? And I can't read the bottle. I'm not going to put that on me. I go into the restroom and I wash my hands. But I'm not going to spray a bottle. I don't know what the hell's in it. It's crazy. I thought it's an emergency. Aren't you supposed to be able to read this stuff? Where is it for us? That's how we're treated, world. And it's typical. All the way down the line, it's typical. All right, Inner Sight, can we get phone calls or not?
Yeah.
All right.
We get phone calls.
213-816-1650. Anybody want to call in and talk about how do you believe that this is an emergency for the disabled, too? Because I don't. When it's an emergency, you got to be able to comprehend all this stuff, and not secondhand either. That's no emergency for us. It is for everybody else, because they can read these things. They can comprehend it. They can understand. They go into a place and they look at the floor. They know what's going on.
Of course they
do. We can't read it. We don't know.
That's right. I mean, they have no ands, ifs, or buts about it, because it's right there in front of their eyes. People who don't have
they
sight
wouldn't make it.
Can't. No.
They wouldn't call it an emergency and make it so people couldn't read it and understand it.
That's right.
They would never do that and get away with it.
Yeah.
But they do it to us.
That's right.
They damn ass do it to us.
That's right.
Because we're not protected. And I blame the agencies and the government. Agencies don't have an emergency fund to help us. They should have. The government should start it. All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look. Okay, I thought it was Maureen, so let me check and see, okay?
Give me a second.
All right, hold on.
Maureen.
It's taking a while to come up, and I don't know why. Give me a second.
From Queens.
Okay. Yeah, wait, no. The board is taking a bit to come up, the studio board. Oh, come on.
Yeah, well.
Don't be that way.
A lot of people probably on the...
Not a lot of callers, but probably a lot
internet.
Of people calling
in. Yeah, there could be a lot of interference, though.
Conversations you can pin up. I don't want that. Oh, shit. Excuse me. It's giving me everything
right,
but what I want. Hold on.
In the meantime, don't forget we're on television.
Yeah.
11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan
now.
Neighborhood Network. Quiet. I'm announcing something.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
S-I-G-A-T-Tango. I'm sorry. I'm trying to mute it. Hold on.
11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tonight, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice, Long Island, Channel 20, around all over the island. All right, that's the television. And we seem to be having some kind of technical trouble tonight, so bear with us and try to get a phone call. Inner Sight. Yes. We've been told it's an emergency. There's a word in Jewish, don't hock me. You know? That means stop nagging me. Stop overwhelming me, you know? We've been told.
Hello?
For over a year that it's an emergency. Well, how come it's not an emergency for us to read? Hello, Maureen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was on or not, because it's a...
Yeah, you're here. We got
myself
you.
Like Frank wanted me to mute myself. So sorry about that, Maureen.
That's okay. I know. There's a lot of technical stuff. It's the 21st century. We have stuff that doesn't work as good.
All right, how you doing, Maureen?
I don't even know anymore. I missed what? Which is the hand sanitizer that's no good? I didn't hear that.
The one with the gasoline in it. Or like some sort of something in it. Yeah, it has like a... Oh, God, it's not gasoline. What the hell is in that? It's some sort of a benzene derivative. Some sort of like...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it has something in it other than just regular...
You're better off with plain soap and water.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And how did this get into hand sanitizer?
It was done through...
Money.
Yeah, and it was done through Mexico, I think, or New Mexico or something like that. It was. I'm telling you the truth.
You know, oh, what was I going to say? I forget.
It's okay, you'll remember.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know what I was going to say.
What?
You know, one of the first things with the pandemic was to wash your hands with soap and water, right?
Yeah.
If that's all it takes, why is this a pandemic? We can wash our hands with soap and water, and that's hunky-dory.
Well, here's why.
You know?
People were still, you know, not wearing masks, and people were still being close to each other, and people were still in large groups, and people were still, there was a lot of things that they were not
No. It's the immune system.
Building their immune system.
That's
yeah, and they weren't building their immune system. They weren't
the
doing
the immune system is number one.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have, if you have a very strong immune system, you know, and you don't wash your hands, you don't wear a mask, you know, you can still get the virus. Even if you wash your hands, you can get the damn virus. There's no guarantee. But the immune system's going to throw it off if you have a good immune system.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Right. Yeah. Well,
and they don't talk about
that
hardly ever.
No, they don't.
No, well, they want this thing to go. Some people want this to go on and on and on, you know?
Well, yeah, they do. And they want it to come back conveniently, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, people are getting sick and tired of their hypocrisy and their lies and their do this 1 week, don't do that another week. And
I know,
and
they'll do this again the next week. And you know, it's crazy.
I know. Yeah, last night my roommate and I, we came back from, well, I had to go to the bank and the post office and stuff, and we sat in the park for a little bit. Some people that weren't wearing masks, some were, some weren't. People are tired of it. They want to get their lives back.
Well, today I decided to go with my cousin, and we ate at a restaurant. We were at least 6 to 10 feet away from the next customer, and it was very few. We went to an Italian restaurant, and and sadly, that restaurant used to be packed years ago. Now it's like they have to do what the government tells them to do, and it's like it looks like I don't know.
Yeah, and they're still
they
getting
have.
Sick.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well,
I think
you know,
they,
Maureen,
yeah.
Maureen, I want to ask you,
sir.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a lot of these places, these stores and all that. Have you encountered those circles on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They're usually not raised, though. They're usually, you know, in the floor, you know what I mean? They're painted on the floor, I guess they're painted on.
So they're not raised. Have you ever encountered a raised one?
No, I haven't. They've always been, you know, just, I guess, painted on the floor.
I encountered one.
Yeah. Wow.
One raised.
Well, that's dangerous.
Circle.
I mean, that's dangerous.
No,
you could trip over that.
Myself, and it was one that was like a sticker type of thing. And they stick it there. And to me, I'm like, what the heck is this? I thought it was raised. But then I realized it was like one of these stickers. You know how like they put something on a car? You know those stickers that they put on a car? That's what the material is made of. Because I actually bent down because I thought it got stuck to my my shoe or got stuck to my cane that I was using.
Well, that's not good either. That's
really
not
weird.
Yeah, that's not good. Or to be raised, that's not good. You could
Maureen,
not
do you, do you Maureen, do you feel that the this so-called emergency pandemic, do you feel that it has left us out as disabled people?
Well, I mean, I can see the dots on the ground, and I'm not going for the vaccine, so it doesn't matter if they write on anything or not. I'm definitely not taking it, that's for certain. So, I don't, you know, I haven't really, I usually am with somebody when I go out. You know what I mean? It's, The hand sanitizer, I bought one in a glass.
I'm sorry, you can see the things on the ground. Do they say anything?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't think so. I'll have to ask somebody. To me, they're just like,
you know,
big dots. I don't think they say anything on them.
Yeah, they do, but sometimes I can't see anything on them.
You don't know
really
what they say. I don't know what they say.
Well, they
I mean, I know what they're for. I couldn't tell you if they said
away,
anything. I do know what they're
away
for.
Or something like
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let Maureen talk. You're talking with her. Maureen, go ahead.
You're
what
in
were
a
you
good
saying?
Mood today, Frank.
Now, I said I know what they're for, so I really can't see if they say anything on them or not. My roommate said that by the church over there, they're red dots, you know, big red dots, but he didn't say they say anything. I mean, I know what they're for, but say we didn't have this pandemic and I went out and I might not have known what they were for, you know what I mean, to separate people, but, you know.
See, it's just another way of leaving us out.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. You know?
Yeah.
These damn things should be communicated to everybody if they want it to be an emergency to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like
right.
they don't
mm-hmm.
include us in it.
No. No. No, it's true, you know. And, well, like I said,
and with
I'm
everything
going
else.
Oh,
how about all the signs in the stores?
Hmm.
And outside on the windows
I mean,
and all that.
I can't see any of those. I can't see what any of them say, you know. I have to have somebody with me to tell me those.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no.
We're not included
once I've been,
in the emergency.
No. No, we're not.
We're not included.
No.
And it's just like everything else. There's no enforcement.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If it's such an emergency, why aren't these things included? What?
Yeah. This whole thing is just, you know, too much. It's just getting too much. It's just, I mean, you have to set up days to visit your loved ones. And it just, it's got to come to an end soon. I mean, it's dragged on. People, like they said, the Spanish flu and all these other previous things, they ended after a year and a half. Well, this is almost it's probably longer because it did come out in 19. So this has gone on longer. And we have vaccinations for these that we didn't have for the others. So that's why me thinks it's, you know,
being dragged
out. I think
the vaccinations have made it worse.
I wouldn't take them. Did anybody hear some man said last night, I listened to WABC, but some man said last night, WOR, said that some people have died after getting the shot? Did either of you hear that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Me neither.
Australia is reporting a lot of blood clots in people.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say anything, so you know what? That's where I'm at right now.
No, I mean, I wouldn't take them. I feel good, and I've, thank God, so far during this whole, how long is it now? Over a year and whatever month. I ain't taking it. I mean, I'm not, you know, and I don't even know how people know they have it. If you feel all right, how do you go and you find out you have the antibodies? If you don't feel well, I mean, if you feel well, why are they going even? You know what I mean? You know?
They believe in these doctors.
I mean, I wouldn't, you know, if you have a sniffle, okay, if it goes away. It's allergy season. My friend told me, her doctor said a lot of people are coming in, and all they have is allergies, you know. But they're making
but
they
got
people
them all
paranoid.
And you know the other thing?
Sorry,
people don't know their own bodies. You got to know yourself.
Right.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to know your body. You got to, you know what I do? I talk
mm-hmm.
to my organs. I have a
mm-hmm.
conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I thank
right.
them. How many people do that? They take their body for granted. It's
mm-hmm.
a living thing. You got to talk to it. You got to praise it. You got to
mm-hmm.
honor it. You got to keep it good.
Right. Yeah.
And you're not keeping
yeah.
it good by putting poison in it, I'll tell you that.
No, I mean, this is all chemicals. Who knows what's in them even? We don't even know what's in them. And if they change your RNA and,
My friend today.
Excuse
me. My friend today took me to get some food, and her husband died, 72 years old. All right. They had him in the hospital. They put a battery in him, you know, and they had him going back and forth to the damn hospital. He supposedly got ill, and supposedly he got this virus, but his body was so run down from all the other stuff.
Right.
How's he supposed to survive a virus that supposedly inhibits your breathing?
Right. Yeah.
Died. A young guy, 72 years old.
That is.
Yeah. Plus, now they just
and they collected money on.
They collect money on everybody, Frank. They don't care.
Yeah. Damn
and
right.
Now they're making more and more people depressed and having mood swings and anxiety and you know, because people are thinking, should I get the vaccine? Sorry, Frank?
Yeah. Did you hear about the independent study from the mental health, mental health group? That they said that a lot of people who survived the virus are becoming mentally ill and psychologically damaged.
Yeah,
how you
I
like
heard
that.
Because of the virus.
I heard that last night.
Yeah.
The virus has a lot to do with it. Too.
That's why you gotta fortify your immune system, and these damn doctors aren't showing people how to do that.
It's not only the virus, but I think it's all this other stuff of, you know, all the variants and blah blah blah, and this and that. And I think they're making everybody, you know, anxious and everything. You know,
it's part of it, but I know that they have the long termers. They're calling it a group of people that have the virus in a more long-term way. And I don't know exactly what – it's like a long-term – what do they call long-term COVID. Yeah, it's more of a chronic
COVID.
Yeah,
that's because their immune system done that up.
That's right.
Virus stays in your body.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope – we never, ever have to go through anything like this again. And,
don't say that. You can say that, but don't say that it might not happen again, because the way they're doing things lately, they're not fortifying themselves. They're not doing things the right way to eliminate what's going on, and things might happen again. And that's the scary part.
Well, I hope it doesn't, and I hope, you know, people wise up and know what's going on, and I really hope.
Yeah, people wise up. Stop going to these damn doctors. Educate
yourself.
That's
right.
They said that NBC is reporting tonight that a new variable has come over from England. Isn't that nice?
You know,
where the hell's the World Health Organization?
Yeah, but you can't believe everything, Frank, because England they were doing better, and they were opening up things and everything. So you really don't know what. That's what's making people anxious, too, because you
There's
hear
a lot
this,
of
contradiction. Then you hear that. So, you know, you really can't believe everything you hear. Now, Texas, they had the stadium was packed last night. We're letting all this. These people coming in and everything, and that's not gone off like New York with the variances. So how can this be? You know what I mean?
Well, they said now also NBC is reporting that the hospitals are filling up around the country with people, young people, 30s and 40s.
The younger people are getting it.
The
now.
Younger people are being stuck in the hospitals, and the older people are, like, going home and stuff like that. And that's the weirdest part right now, is that the younger people between 30 and 40
are having the more illness right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not.
The hospitals like that.
So
they're making money. They all got insurance.
And maybe it's not so weird because they're the ones that didn't have it, so now maybe they're getting it, and this will be the herd immunity that we've been looking for.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
I hope we get the herd immunity at this point. I really do. I want us to
They're dragging this thing on. They're going to make it, you know, and considering why should we believe anything, Fauci, who originally told us it's not going to come here, don't wear a mask, it would only protect you from one droplet, blah, 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 blah. Why should we believe anything he tells us? Then,
Maureen, the point of tonight's show is that we're not included in the emergency. Everything should be there for everybody.
For everybody.
That's the point of this show, and we're not included because there's no damn enforcement.
No.
To bring in the disabled community.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They got these damn signs that could very easily have been brailled and put raised print on them, and it's not there.
Yeah.
No.
And they got these damn machines that should have sound on them, and it's not there.
If you press on that thing, Frank, it should say what it is. If your feet hit it, it should say what it is.
Yeah,
you
right. There should be sound.
Right.
Well, I never
they
heard of
they got sound devices.
No.
Where the hell is it?
Yeah, there's
that's
no
sound. That's ridiculous
that
it should be raised. Anybody could trip over it. I mean, you know?
Yeah, no. It
was it only
be
one, or were there a few, Frank?
Trip over it, but it should be where it's just a little raised so people know where it is. I mean, a lot of times I see those things in a way, a little bit, but I've tripped over them when they're raised, and then I don't know what's on it. There's nothing where I can define what's on it.
And
you know,
these are 6 feet apart. They're definitely the things that are like 6 feet apart. That's definitely
what they are. That's all it is, Frank. These things are different colors for me, and they're 6 feet apart. And it's hard to see the writing on them to me. And when I did
put
on my really
strong
glasses,
I mean,
to
they
see the writing, it says stand 6 feet apart, put your mask on all the time, bullshit stuff. You know?
Were they all raised?
It should have been made for everybody to read.
Yeah, it should have been.
Were they raised on all of them, or was it just one that could have come loose?
No, I think it was just, you know, as a design preference, you know.
Well, that's stupid to have it raised. That's really
I know.
Dumb,
I
mean.
Tripped on it.
Well, and when I see, this is another thing because my roommate and I went to Burger King the other day, and now this I wouldn't have been able to see unless I was with him. Every other table was cordoned off with yellow tape. Now, if
I just went
in there by myself, I wouldn't have noticed that. So, as a handicapped person, you know, I had to be with someone to do that.
Right. So what did it say?
You don't know what the yellow tape said, if anything.
Well,
it
cordoned off like every other table so that it was spaced apart, you know?
Right.
For the pandemic. But, I mean, if I had just gone in there on my own, I wouldn't have been able to know that, you know? I mean,
right.
I was with him.
It's crazy.
He told me, or if I had to be with
somebody. Well, you see,
everybody's
an individual. See, that's the problem. They don't treat us like that. If somebody says something to me, this says so-and-so and such-and-such, I say to them, how do I know you read it right?
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to read it myself.
That's
I'm a person.
Right. That's right.
You know? That's my approach.
Yeah,
now, a lot of blind people visually impaired don't do that, but that's their approach.
Right.
Everybody's an individual.
That's right.
That's why it should be there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use it, you use it. You don't want to use it, you pass it by and say, the hell with it.
Right.
But the point is it should be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
No.
You know, I've had too many people read things to me only to find out later that it's something entirely different.
Right.
I don't trust it.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
No, I mean, I have to really be with somebody to know what's going on. I have to be. I mean, I can go to the bank by myself and the drugstore next to it, but if it had something different, you know, if it had a sign that was different or something, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but I have it where, you know, people start reading this stuff wrong to you, you know, and you're really, you know, you want them to read it right, and you get really upset if they're reading things wrong. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
That's really frustrating.
Maureen, do you read Braille?
No, I don't, Frank. No, I never learned.
I do a little bit, but I need to learn it.
Hold it. You would need raised print.
Trying my patience, Frank.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
you
so would
read raised print. You don't read Braille, see? Or sound.
Neither do I. Mm-hmm.
Raised print and sound.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need.
Yeah, sound. Right.
And actually, that
no,
would cover everybody anyway, because, you know, you can feel
mm-hmm.
the letters.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why they
but
don't
we're
have...
we're left out.
Yeah, I don't know with the Braille why it wasn't raised like that. You know, why they do the dots. I don't... That just seems, you know, kind of hard to me to learn, but you know why they didn't just raise the letters, like regular letters, just raised, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, tomorrow night show. Ah, I forgot what it was.
You forgot?
Well, you know what tomorrow night show is?
Yeah, I do, but you forgot. You're the one who
what
reminds me. Wait a minute. Let me
What's
go into
the tomorrow night show? What's the title?
Hold on. I wanna go into possible shows. Hold on.
Oh, I thought you remembered it.
No, I'm just saying. You're the one who reminds me.
Inner Sight tomorrow night.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to it. You should know this. Hold on. You're going to like it. The Downfalls of the American with the Disabilities Act.
All right, yeah, we're gonna do that, and we're gonna put a new twist on it, world.
Oh yeah, so,
all right, new twist.
It's
we
only
do,
an
anyway.
Hour
show, though. It's only an hour
right.
show.
Oh,
yeah,
don't
right.
worry, he'll fit in the hour.
Only an hour
There's so many things wrong with it. He'll fit it all in the
that,
hour.
That,
don't worry.
That's what I mean. Will it fit
he'll
in
fit
an
in.
Hour?
Oh yeah, it will. He'll talk fast.
All right, Inner Sight, Maureen, thank you for calling in. And I spoke with our friend Phyllis, and she's looking for a place tonight. I'm
going to
see her
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay, great, thanks, very good.
All right.
You know, I just want to cover all bases. Thanks very much for asking us. Thanks.
Cool.
Inner
okay,
Sight, thank you.
All right,
take care. Okay,
all right.
Good night. Bye.
Talk to you.
All right,
bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so around the world, by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there? Oh, we only got a minute and a half. But terrible how we're left out of this emergency. I mean, there's one sign that I've come across that's made for everyone. One label, one bottle, you know.
Really?
When I go into a place, I feel like taking the damn thing and throwing it, you know. That's how I feel about it.
I could see you do that. That's why I'm laughing.
But they're leaving us out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the ADA. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank all our listeners and Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Check us out. InnerSight.info.
Frank.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night.
After the show, I got to talk to you about something.
Yeah,
okay.
we'll be with you tomorrow night on the ADA with a new twist, which involves... by the way, tax money. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.